This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The International Olympic Committee has decided to drop Nordic combined at the next Winter Olympic Games. As KUNC's Emma Van de Nijndy reports, it's a letdown for Steamboat Springs athletes who compete in the sport.
The IOC says the sport was the lowest in popularity for the last four Winter Olympics.
That is so disappointing.
Stephanie Wilson's daughter, Ella, competes in Nordic combined in Steamboat Springs.
It's waiting for the sports to bring to them what they want rather than being invested in making the sports work for the audience they want to draw in. It's chasing dollars.
Wilson and other supporters have been pushing for the sport, as well as the inclusion of women, for years. Colorado senators sent a formal letter to the IOC back in February advocating for the sport. Despite the decision, Wilson says athletes aren't done. They're still hard at work training for the upcoming World Ski Championships, and they're looking to create a Nordic combined ski league. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Van de Nijndy.
Anemic river flows in western Colorado are prompting fishing closures. Lower parts of the Colorado, Eagle, Crystal, and Roaring Fork rivers are under voluntary fishing closures amid low water and high temperatures. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says fish are struggling because of those conditions. Littleton has a new police chief. Gene Enley has worked in the Littleton community for almost three decades. He was an undercover officer on the South Metro Drug Task Force and spent 18 years with the Littleton SWAT team. At the department, he's moved up the ranks from officer to division chief. In April, he became the interim chief after the previous chief retired. In Denver, this is 90.1 CPR News. At lower elevations in Colorado today, high temperatures could reach or exceed 100 degrees.